BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
It's Friday, Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Real or no real with our listener Matthew. And we test the theory that I was told by a Swedish man, and he swears it's true, that you are never more than 10 metres away from someone called Frida when in Sweden. And Caroline Flack is in the wet seat for Innuendo Bingo. You always know it's been a wet one when the guests can't see afterwards. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Hi, Emily in Bristol, who says, I love New Music Friday. What a good idea. I can catch up on all the good stuff before the weekend. It's true, actually. You can go out tonight or over the weekend with so much new music knowledge now that this is happening. And I know that's what you do, Chris, isn't it, when you go to the pub?
Yeah, it just means I can basically blag it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I can say to all my mates, it's like, I know about this new artist. In fact, you need to keep an eye on this one. It's going to be big. Makes me sound informed.
Yeah. And I know that you used to do that by, generally talking to Hugh Stevens,
yes.
Didn't you?
Yeah. Well, I would text him as well.
Would you actually?
But this whole New Music Friday makes this a lot easier for me.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you're going to have so much knowledge about new tracks now every single Friday. And we've got Caroline Flack coming up on Innuendo Bingo, last one of the week. I've so enjoyed it being back this week. I really have.
It's been a real treat having it every day as well.
Yeah. I mean, probably you're probably quite tired now, are you? Or your mouth must
be. Tired? Yeah, I've got jawache.
Yeah. Don't sue me.
No, I haven't got jawache. And do you know the only situation is the clothes getting wet and drying them out in the office? That's annoying people.
I know. Is it annoying people?
Yeah, now? Of course it is. But you know what? Back to twice a week. Problem solved.
Yeah. Yeah, so it returns next week on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Looking forward to seeing Caroline today. Caroline Flack at 1:45. It's going to be good.
BBC
Radio 1.
New music. Friday.
Okay, let's get that brand new Shawn Mendes tune on. You know Shawn from his massive hit, Stitches, earlier in the year. And he was on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show this morning with Nick Grimshaw, talking about loads of different stuff. This track is with one of the girls from Fifth Harmony. And here's his lesson from this morning on how to pronounce her name. You don't say Camilla, like off of Royal.
Camilla.
Is it Camilla?
Yeah.
Are you for real?
Yeah.
I've called her Camilla to her
it's
face.
It's okay, she knows.
Oh, no. Oh, that's so bad. So I was going to say I don't know how to say her surname. I don't know how to say her name full stop. Camilla Cabello.
Well, I mean, yeah, you're right. I mean, that's what you could say. Camilla Cabello.
Oh my god.
It's like the Spanish, right?
Oh my god, yeah. I'm the worst DJ
ever. No, you're
ever.
Not. No, trust me, it's like that's the thing.
And as well as that, Shawn also talked about how he's kind of become Lord of Snapchat, including what his favorite filter is.
I was super into the old man filter.
No, I hated the old man.
Why would you hate that?
Because it was
that?
Too close to home for me.
It was too close to
home. Like, he kind of just looked, I looked the same. I didn't like it.
No, you didn't. That is the most old person thing to say. Like, my mom would show me, would be like, oh, I look the same. I'm like, no, you don't.
Yeah, see, when you...
You know you're getting
how
old.
How old are you, Shawn?
17.
Okay, funny now. Less funny in 10 years.
So that was Grimmy and Shawn Mendes this morning, and let's get this track on New Music Friday. Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello.
Nice.
Thank you. I know what you did last summer.
He knows dirty secrets that I keep. Does he know it's killing me? He knows. Does he know? Another's hands have touched my skin. I won't tell him where I've been. He knows.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We've got Caroline Flack coming up on Innuendo Bingo. What is the clothes situation today? You just going normal, are you?
Yeah, I think just, we'll see what she's wearing. She sent me some tweets earlier saying that I should... She was basically suggesting wear waterproofs, but I don't really want to do that today.
No. I thought we banned the poncho.
But that's what I made clear to her in the return tweet.
Excellent, because you know, you can't have like the first week back and be wearing like wet weather gear. Basically, that's not on.
No, but last time she played, she was well up for it.
Yeah, she's going to be good today, and also she's going to talk about the new Love Island series, which that's coming back as well, which was good last year.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's always nice to see Caroline Flack. Hi.
Hello.
You're right?
Yeah, really good. How are you?
I'm good. First, you look great.
Do I?
You look great. You always look good, but you look great. And you smell amazing.
I've got three different perfumes on today.
Oh.
I don't know why. It's a
triple threat.
I'm so messy, everything's just scattered around. So when I see a bottle, I just pick it up and put it on.
I mean, it's working for you. No, I'm considering changing my mind.
Well, is that how you do it then? Is that how you smell famous and rich, by doing like three different scents? That's an awesome idea. I've never tried that.
I bet you've always got one in your bag.
I've always got one in my car.
In your car?
Yeah.
I don't know why I went high-pitched in your car.
I always keep a bottle of perfume in my car because you never know who you're going to bump into out and about and who you might give a lift to.
Often give lifts to people, Caroline.
But you never know.
Sometimes you have lunch with someone and then you always have to go, do you want a lift? You know, and then you think, oh, got a bit of perfume. I don't know what, yeah.
We had an incident with that, didn't we, Scott? Do you remember when we were going to a gig and there was some perfume in the car, or you told me, use that stuff. It's really good stuff. And what was it? It was air freshener, wasn't it?
No, it was actual perfume.
I don't think it was.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. I'm going to have a little spray now because I feel
that's nice.
Yeah, nearly said the name. But...
So what are you wearing then? I've got some Wafford Off. And
have you got a Wafford Off?
I'm wearing Wafford Off.
I can't say. You've obviously been working out. I could grind cheese on those abs.
I can't even see my abs. I can't get abs. My whole body's like, I've been working out now. I've been working out for like 8 weeks.
Yeah.
And I can't seem to get abs. But they say they're the last thing to come.
Are they?
So like 12 weeks time, I should have some abs.
Awesome.
So that's going to be fun, but I haven't got them yet.
I like it that the video of you on Instagram doing one bicep, well, not one bicep curl, but a bicep curl got 140,000 views.
I saw that.
I know. I can't believe that.
Since last Friday.
I'm really conscious about doing gym videos. Yeah. I just think they're quite weird.
They are a bit.
But then they seem quite popular.
They are popular.
So then you're stuck in a rut of, do I or don't I?
You see, I'm not sure I like them. I've got to be honest.
But I think if it's a celebrity, it's different. But also, you don't need to do anything in them. Just sit in the gym and take a picture in the mirror. People love it.
People do like go, you're doing it wrong.
Oh, yeah. No, don't want that. Yeah. And Love Island's coming back as well.
It's coming back.
Awesome. So when's it back?
Back end of May.
Right, okay.
But the thing is, what we're doing now is casting. So you've got until 30th of April, if you want to be in Love Island, to get in touch, to go on the website and apply. Because it's all about the casting.
It is. It really is. Is Love Island like Fernando's, where you're not actually allowed to say where it is?
No, it's in Mallorca.
Oh, yeah, actually, you did say it was in Mallorca.
Yeah, it's in Mallorca. Yeah, right. You can know where it is. It's kind of beautiful, but it's just really fun. But you can only go in if you're single.
I'm just looking at the application form right now.
We've got the application form here right now.
I mean, when you say you're looking for vibrant singles, is that politically correct for, they just need to be proper lively?
Well, yeah, you don't want to go in and not chat to anyone. We don't want someone in there to just go and sit on their own and just mope around.
Yeah.
We want people who, want to get involved.
Absolutely. And also, I mean, this is good for you. There's a new outdoor gym.
This is great.
Yeah, that's good.
Great news.
And they've redesigned the Love Shack.
Well, yeah. I think they need to give that a good clean after last time. Guys, I've never seen so much getting it on in my life.
I know. I mean, you wouldn't have done, I suppose. I mean, it was a lively show. Here's my thing about Love Island, right? What if you don't get off with anyone?
Mm. You're out. You can only win if you're in a couple. You have to stay in a couple to stay in the house.
So you actually have to get off with somebody?
Yeah.
I never.
It's mad,
that.
Isn't it?
It's quite mad, but I love it.
Everyone who goes in really wants to get off with someone.
Yes. That was the problem last year.
Once you're in a couple, whether you like them or not, you both want to win.
Yeah.
You all want to win, and you can only win in a couple, so you might just get off with them for the sake of winning.
Yeah, but don't you have people? But don't you have people who really want to be on the show?
What a great idea!
Because it's a popular TV show, right? So do you have people that want to get on that? They're not really single, and then they go on the show, and then.
Well, I hope not. Hmm. I mean, that would ruin the fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I want to create a real couple.
It would be nice, wouldn't it? Because
no one lasts.
They don't really last, no.
What, TV couples?
The ones off Love Island.
Yeah.
Well, ours got engaged last time and then they were... No.
There was issues afterwards.
4 weeks.
They got engaged on the show.
Yeah, I know, but then 4 weeks later it was off. I didn't know that bit.
Yeah, you know...
You need to do a follow-up show, like about 2 months later.
Yeah, we do.
That's a good idea.
That's the one I told you about.
Yeah. I know. Yeah.
Don't worry.
No, it's amazing. Okay, we're going to play Inuendo Bingo in a minute. The last time you played it was when we announced that you were doing Strictly.
Yes, it was.
That's crazy. Because we had Craig Revel Horwood did it. Wasn't keen, really. And then you did it. And then we're like, by the way, you should do it.
Wasn't that
Strictly.
The day we announced you doing Strictly as well?
It was the day after, I think. I can't remember.
Craig Revel Horwood was on. Yeah, that's
good
right.
Good times.
Good times.
Good times. There was some
it
good
was
times.
Really good times.
Me and Caroline enjoyed the tour a lot.
Are you both still good dancers, would you say?
Oh, lol. Have you danced since? I know you did the tour and that. And I
did the tour, with you. And then, haven't I, not much, no. In fact, no.
In fact, not at all.
Not like professionally.
No.
Not that I could really go and get a professional dance job.
That's annoying though, because you were so good at it. Did you not want to keep it up?
Oh, no, obviously, I think there there might be opportunities where I do dance in situations coming up.
Yeah.
But I haven't done any since because I've been quite busy.
Yeah. Okay. Whereas me, it's just I just decided to leave it. Do you know what I mean? not persuaded.
Why?
I don't know. I don't think
I could see you in a crab outfit one more time.
No, yeah, no. He's hung his claws up.
She's seen me. I've come my claws up. She's seen me in that outfit about 40 times. No word of a lie. Okay, right. So we're going to get you in position for innuendo bingo in a minute. It does get wet. Jake Wood was actually supposed to do it, but he can't do it. He's going to come back and do it another time. So thank
Jake
you.
Jake from Strictly?
Yeah. Yeah, but so thank you for doing it today.
All right.
We're going to play one more song and then we will get into Caroline Flack, Innuendo Bingo. You can watch it on the Radio 1 website on your phone, computer, laptop.
The Scott Mills Daily.
The cameras are on.
It's time to make another celebrity wet. This is Innuendo Bingo.
It's been a while since she's played, but she's back. It's Caroline Flack. Hi.
Hi.
Okay.
Last time I came, I didn't bring spare clothes. This time, I bought spare clothes.
Yeah, yes. I did say that you should do that. Did you have to walk out all wet last time?
Yeah, and I had to have my first day at Strictly.
I'm sorry.
That's right.
Okay, so Caroline is on the cameras right now. Later on, it's going to be on BBC iPlayer.
Oh.
Also.
Is it?
Yeah, goes on iPlayer.
You should put a bit more makeup on, shouldn't
it? It's got its own program now. On iPlayer, so like up against like the Night Manager and
no.
like Happy Valley and EastEnders, then you see like Innuendo
Bingo.
We've been made at Caroline. Also,
well done.
Later, thank you. Later on the Radio on Facebook, there'll be a full 360 video. It's really
you
gone up
get
a level.
The behind bits, though, do you?
It's gone up a level. And if you just want the spit shots, there's a compilation of those on Instagram for you a bit later.
Yeah.
I don't trust that laugh.
Okay.
It's all good.
Right, so water, please, on the last one of the week.
Oh,
Caroline, the water is cold.
Please don't swear. It is cold.
Ooh. Right.
I know you're a television and radio professional, so that won't happen.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Okay. You seem so suspicious.
I am. I'm a suspicious person.
Right.
First, we're going
to... When can we go in? Can we put it in there?
Yeah, put it in. Go on.
Let's put it in.
Put it in. Ooh.
Water, please. Lots of it, Caroline, because you know he's going to soak you. First, we're going over to Channel 4's Obsessive Compulsive Cleaners, a show that seems to feature a lot on Innuendo Bingo. Now, I like being clean, but this is ridiculous.
20% of Brits admit to never polishing or dusting their homes. But for some, the duster is rarely out of their hands.
I'm polishing my helmet, and I do it 3 times a day.
3 times a day.
Sorry, you did. Sorry, I forgot the rule.
You've gone straight for my crotch.
I did.
Not on purpose.
That was a pretty good aim.
3 times.
I'm polishing my helmet, and I do it 3 times a day.
I guess I'm only once, twice
three
on a good day. Loads of people sent that, including Emily and Sarah and Louise and David and Sarah and Samantha and Paul. David, Ryan, Kirsten, Kimberly, Ashley and Richard all sent me that. Thank you. Okay. Now, water please. We're going over to BBC One and it's Holiday of My Lifetime with Len Goodman.
Oh, yes. Yes, Len.
Now, I've got no idea what's happening here between Len and Jake Wood. But for me, I'd rather they didn't do it on TV.
The lower you get, the better it gets.
The fruitier it gets.
Mm. The deeper you go, the better it gets.
We haven't got the sauce yet.
No.
Getting in there. Go on, get in there.
Yes, Caroline. Yes, Caroline. In your face, dear. Stark.
Oh, dear. Shots fired here, Caroline.
Water, please.
I can't seem to fill my mouth up enough.
You're getting well into it now. I like it.
The deeper you go, the better it gets. Well,
now, if you thought that was bad with Jake Wood, listen to what Len does with Arlene Phillips.
Oh, I tell you what. Oh, smack me with a damp chamois leather, will you? This is heaven.
Getting this in my mouth is too good.
They were eating desserts, Caroline.
That's the best.
I love Len.
He never said anything like that to me on Strictly.
No.
Getting this in my mouth is too good.
Yeah, that's what they were doing. I remember now, eating desserts. Water, please.
You okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Good game. It's really going well. Okay, here we go. Now it's Big Dreams, Small Places on BBC Two. Now, cleaning out your garden can be really hard work, but with the help of some friends, Sally's achieved something that she'd really struggled to do on her own.
As her team push on, Sally's skip is filling up fast.
Yeah.
Oh.
Sometimes you win, sometimes you don't.
Sally's skip is filling up fast.
Many hands make light work.
Is that an innuendo for, though? What's your skip filling up fast?
I don't want to talk about it, Caroline. Thank you to Paula for spotting that one. Okay, this is one of our favourites from earlier in the week, and it's from Towie.
Oh.
Yes. Now, Bobby is on a date. Remember this one, Chris? Chris or Caroline, I've got to ask you, has anyone ever asked you this on a first date?
Do I put four fingers in or two?
Bobby was on a course on a date making pottery.
Do I put four fingers in or two?
Okay. I know. It's wet, isn't it?
It's cold.
It is cold, yeah. Well, think of it as refreshing.
Yeah.
Water, please.
Water, please.
Now, over to Pointless. Now, do you ever think Alexander Armstrong sometimes regrets asking contestants what they're going to do with the money?
Proper jackpot for you today. 4,000 quid. What would you do with that, Linda?
Well, I have neglected my little front and back garden. There aren't time because I've neglected them for several years.
Several years?
Black. It really stinks when it goes in my eyes.
I have neglected my little front and back gardens. They're only tiny, but I've neglected them for several years.
Several years.
That is good, though.
Oh, the mascara's on now.
Is it on? I put really...
Are you okay?
I tried not to put too much mascara on, but I think it might have put more than I thought.
Yeah, I'll aim down. The stuff's dripping. What's that stuff called?
Mascara.
Mascara.
What's that stuff
called? Don't aim too down, though, because look.
What, aim past you? I don't know what to do.
Aim for, not there.
Someone help.
Here we go, then.
Right, I'm going to win this one.
Yeah, you're going to win this. Back to obsessive compulsive cleaners. Great show. When you're looking around someone else's house, you should keep comments like this to yourself, though.
This is the bathroom, which I think is relatively clean. You've got a hairy plug hole.
What's my voice gone high pitched again? Oh no, puberty again.
You've got a hairy plug hole.
Oh my god.
Nobody wants people to draw attention to hair in the plug hole. Thank you, Pete, for spotting that one. Water, please.
I'm freezing.
Wet one today, isn't
we'll get
it?
You a towel in a minute. It's really wet today.
Have you made me wetter than Whitmore?
100%. Yes, what a week.
Wetter than Whitmore.
I'm wetter than Whitmore.
You are wetter than Whitmore.
This has been a huge week.
Hi, Whitmore.
Next, it's a show that neither Chris or Greg James or Laura Whitmore have seen. But Caroline, you know the world's most beautiful egg on BBC Four? As you'll remember, as well as showing us some brilliant eggs from the olden days, the programme gives a fascinating insight into the private life of Alexander III's wife, Maria.
It's based on a similar egg in the Danish royal collection, which Maria would have known from her childhood. But little could she have imagined as she fondled her chicken on that Easter Sunday morning.
Got me in the face.
My lap's turning into like a pond.
Not long to go now.
Do you want to borrow my shirt? I feel bad. Are you cold?
No, I'm fine, but look up with this.
Two more. Oh, my, you could ring them out. Look, you are ringing them out.
You can hear it.
Yes. You can see it as well.
Oh, jeez. I was going to wear this tonight.
Water, please.
Okay. How wet are you?
Sort of down below.
quite
wet.
Water, please.
Face-wise, fine.
I miss Bangkok Airport on BBC Three. It was a great show with all the comings and goings of Bangkok Airport. water, please. Notably.
This is Cheng.
What?
No, it's not. No, it's not. It's not what you think.
It's not. Okay.
No.
Oh, good.
Right. Imagine the lols if this guy was your doctor.
The off will be carried out by one of Thailand's leading cosmetic surgeons, Dr. Titty.
Hi, I'm Dr. Titty.
Get Love Island.
I really enjoy his intro.
One of Thailand's leading cosmetic surgeons, Dr. Titty.
Oh, it's not on there. Hi, I'm Dr. Titty.
Dr. Titty.
And one more. Oh. Finally, it's Saturday Live on Radio 4.
Caroline, this is a work one, isn't it?
I think this might be better than last time.
I think so.
What I love about Radio 4 is they have a lot of shows about people really pushing themselves to the limit.
Let's go for it.
Okay.
Now, it sounds like this lady on an expedition possibly took on more than she could handle.
She did. The longest journey she did was 25 miles in one day across a mountain pass. But they did realise that actually it was quite unsafe going down on a donkey.
That was such a good game today.
That was such a good, well played.
Legends.
Great clips.
Oh, Jesus.
And the end of a great week. Thank you so much, Caroline Plack, for Innuendo Bingo. That was a good one.
Right.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. And make sure itv.com/Love Island if you want to apply to be on the series.
Before April the 30th.
Okay, I've got
to get it in.
Get it in.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Caroline Flack. Ooh. Wetter than Whitmore.
It was wetter than Whitmore.
It was great. There was one point where I was like, just needs to wipe her eyes there because it was really, really going wrong over there.
I felt a little bit bad at one point. That's why I offered, you know, as a gentleman would, I offered my shirt.
Very nice of you, actually. And then you offered to not get the face, if you remember.
Did I?
Like the gentleman that you are.
I'm just wary that the eyes were sort of...
It was very blinky, wasn't it?
So I should have just woken up. Do you know what I mean? Just the way the eyes were. She's awesome.
She's
such
great.
A good laugh.
She's a really good laugh. And I think that people will enjoy the 360 video we'll have for you a bit later on Radio 1 Facebook. If you want the spit shots, then Instagram's your place, Radio 1 Instagram. I mean, we've got it covered completely.
So can I get this right, Scott? Someone's just compiling those shots right now. It's someone's job.
Like a compilation, Chris, of the just the shots, none of the other stuff, just the last bit of the bingo there. And you can watch that on Radio 1 Instagram. And later on, of course, we'll be on telly again on BBC iPlayer with the full Caroline Flack video.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is going straight in mine. Nick Jonas with Tuvalu on Close. Everything he does is just great. Great pop. We say hello to Nick Jonas and Tuvalu, brand new, added today to the Radio 1 playlist on New Music Fridays.
I saw on his Instagram when they were filming the video for this. I don't know if the video's out yet, actually, but it looked proper good. As in quite physically demanding.
He does a lot of that kind of stuff.
Mm.
That's why he's so ripped. So we say hi to Nick Jonas, new to the Radio 1 playlist today.
Oh, Joe's just texted in with an amazing idea, right? Mm. Be interesting to know what's been bumped off the playlist as the new music is added.
Well, so every week we could do, so hello to Nick Jonas and we say goodbye. To Ariana Grande.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Lawrence.
Hello, Scott.
Are you in that London?
Yeah, I'm in that big smoke London, yeah.
Okay, and what's your job, please?
I work for a social media agency, so I do all the Facebooking and the tweeting and all that sort of stuff. It's good fun.
Sounds
nice.
Great.
Professional tweeter.
Yeah, I'm a professional tweeter, yeah, definitely.
And Chris has just been, I'm not stalking, but looking you up on social media there, and he's found you.
Oh, wow. Oh, no. What have they found?
Lawrence, you tweeted that you were going to be on Bangers about 30 seconds ago. All I've done is favourite your tweet.
Yeah.
Why? Oh, what?
Right, okay.
You're supposed to be the king of social media, Lawrence.
Here's something you should ask yourself, though, Lawrence, before we play this game, is did Scott Mills favourite your tweet?
I don't know. I've been waiting on this phone.
He won't.
I'll go and have a look and see.
He won't.
I will. I favourite people's tweets all the time. And now you've mentioned it, Lawrence, I'll be favouriting you right now.
It's a lie.
Just give me a second.
You'll be retweeting him.
So much love.
You're doing all right for yourself, haven't you? You've got a few followers there, I notice.
Yeah, I'm doing okay.
Doing all right for yourself?
Doing all right for yourself, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, right. So you hear bangers all the time? Do you listen?
Yes, I know. I know that Chris is having a mare of a week, so I'm prepped to be fair but friendly. So yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, well, Lawrence Hebbard, I've just...
That's not the right phrase, but I don't think...
Just favoured you there, so look out for the little love heart. So much love here on a Friday.
Be fair, but be friendly, Lawrence.
Okay, here's what I've got for you. What about Greyhound by Swedish House Mafia? Come on. Is there a song that says Friday any more than this? I don't think so.
It's a good dance song.
It is.
Yeah, it's a good Friday song, Scott. But I want to be a point of difference with this one. I've got to do something. I've got to twist. I can't stick with the normal. I'm going old school My Chemical Romance here. Welcome to the Black Parade.
You've had this one before.
I've offered it up before, and wrongly, it wasn't chosen.
Okay. I didn't realise we were allowed to do that. Yes, we are.
I need to do something big here. Lawrence, you've got an opportunity, my friend. Just take this opportunity in your hands.
I know I'm probably going to get a lot of hate for this, seeing as you just said my full name on the radio.
It's Friday.
No, it's fine. It's fine. If it gets more followers, it's fine. But the song I'm going to pick has a lot of memories for me because I had a whole era of my life where I had long, straight emo hair I went to rock gigs and I wore skinny jeans and loads of black. Sorry, Scott, but I'm actually going to go with Chris.
Yes!
I'm so sorry.
Don't be sorry. This is going to be awesome. Oh, you've saved my dignity.
Yeah.
4-1, Scott.
Oof. I mean, that was pretty close there. That sounded good. That sounded really good, Chris.
Scenes. Absolute scenes here.
Not really, but yeah. It was good, though, wasn't it? Loving Life, when MCR come on Radio 1, says Hayley. That song is 10 years old. That's craziness. Becca says, I've not heard that for a long time. Just rocking out to myself on the M4. Where's Greyhound? Play it. Didn't get chosen, mate. Sorry.
I'd offer that one up again. In fact, I might offer it up another day.
I'm not sure that's allowed. Emily says, yes, great choice for a Friday. Belting it out on the way home from work. Lawrence there saved your actual bacon.
Yeah, totally.
So 4-1 and a worthy win, actually, for Welcome to the Black Parade on Bangers, My Chemical Romance.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm so excited. I just got an email. My flight confirmation's come through for Stockholm, Sweden.
A holiday?
No, Eurovision, isn't it? It's that time of year.
That time of year already?
Next month, and I've just got the flight confirmation through.
Oh, so you're definitely on for it?
Yes, I'm on.
Yeah, every year?
Yeah, for 6 years now. It's like the World Cup for me.
Do you think you keep Eurovision current?
No, not in any way, but I do very much enjoy it. I think you're doing it down. Like I said to you before, it's the biggest television event in the world after any sport.
Well, for you, it's...
200 million viewers.
Yeah, for you, it is like the World Cup.
It's the gay World Cup.
Actually, no, it's more the... it's more like the Euros, I guess, isn't it?
Mm.
You know the difference between the two of those. There's not a Eurovision for the world. They don't... Do you know what I mean? There's not a world vision, is there?
No, they're thinking of doing one in, like... Asia and, well, Australia are now in Eurovision.
You need to get involved in that. Where's this year's one?
Stockholm, Sweden. Did you know that Australia are in it? They were last year.
I didn't know that.
And they are again this year.
Has no one noticed that?
But they're not in Europe. They just love Eurovision. They love it so much.
Did you see the thing about Sweden today? It's in the news. I saw this earlier. This is amazing. You can call a random number and it connects you to someone in Sweden. You basically ring this number, it connects you to a random Swede.
Why?
I'm not sure why it's happening, but
I like Swedish people. They're slightly bonkers. I quite like it.
Happens.
So you just call and it Was you it call, their house?
You call a number and literally just pick someone at random from what I can see and just calls them, connects to them. I think it's just a Swedish thing they're trying. It's a good idea.
And it's just someone at home?
It's just someone at home waiting.
Wow.
It's as simple as that.
Also, when I was in Sweden last time, someone I know quite well who worked on the last Eurovision that was in Sweden, who I kind of got to know him then.
Oh, yeah.
He was one of the producers, and he is Swedish. And he told me, and this, we were in a pub, but he told me that he, this is fact, you are never more than 10 metres away from someone called Frida in Sweden. True.
That's a fact,
that's
is it?
True. Well, he said it was.
That strikes me as something that someone would tell you as a bit of a kind of tourist joke.
No, this is a trustworthy guy. Well, do you think it's one of those kind of humorous, let's wind up the British guy with our Swedish humour?
I think it's because you're now going back to Sweden for this Eurovision and they've armed you with some facts.
No, I don't think so.
And they're not facts, they're nonsense. Just because they know you'll say them in all seriousness.
I bet Swedish people will be on now that are listening going, it's right, you're never more than 10 metres
away. What does that even mean?
10 metres away from a Frida. Like in London where they say you're never more than 5 metres away from a rat.
I don't
in Sweden,
think it's...
10 metres away from a from someone called Frida.
Really?
A girl called Frida.
I'm fine. I don't believe that.
We were only 3 pints in. I think it's true. BBC
Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, yes, there is someone there from Gothenburg who says they've just landed and didn't meet a Frida all week. Well, that's going to happen.
That's what I'm saying.
Saying that my mate in Sweden told me that you're never more than 10 metres away from someone called Frida. Chris thinks that he's winding me up. But he was deadly serious.
I think they're doing it as a tourist joke on you.
Yes.
But as a few people have pointed out, we can actually test this. You know the number that I was telling you about?
What, call a random Swede?
You ring this number, it connects you to a random Swede. Here's what I'm saying, we can just put you through. If you're so confident, call up.
Okay.
Statistically, if you're right, a Frida should answer the phone.
Well, no, a Frida won't answer the phone first time, will it? Maybe 4 or 5 calls.
Okay, but I'm willing to bet that no Frida will answer the phone.
No, I think they will, eventually.
Fine, so
four or five calls.
And then we can put this to bed.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
I'll go first?
Yes, you go first if you're so confident.
Okay. No, I'm up for it.
I'm putting the number in. You ready?
Yeah. Oh, here we go. Someone says the Frida fact is true. And also a quarter of all males are called Bjorn. I'm just saying you're never more than 10 metres away from someone called Frida, and I know this because my friend told me.
Ready?
Calling Sweden. You will soon be connected to a random Swede somewhere in Sweden.
I love Swedes.
Call may be recorded.
They're hilarious.
This is happening.
Yeah, I bet you. My mate told me there won't be a Frida here now.
I'm telling you, there won't be a Frida.
Come on.
Hello.
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 Hello, Sweden.
Hello. Where are you calling from?
I'm from London. Are you in your house?
I'm in my house in Stockholm, yes.
Yes, love Stockholm. I'm on Radio 1 at the minute, so please don't swear. Not that you would, probably.
Of course.
Is Frida there?
Frida is not there, no.
Okay.
Are you 10 metres away from a Frida?
No, not really.
All right, thanks for your help.
Okay.
Bye.
Point proven.
Rubbish.
That's absolute nonsense, isn't it?
I said it wouldn't be the first call, but it'll happen.
Try
again.
Go again?
Yeah.
How about I go then?
Yeah, you do it.
Connect me to Sweden.
Connecting.
Calling Sweden. You will soon be connected to a random Swede somewhere in Sweden. This call may be recorded.
Come on. I like it. It just could be anybody in Sweden.
Anders.
All right. Are you Frida?
Sorry?
Are you Frida?
If I'm Frida?
Are you a lady called Frida?
No, I'm not.
Are you near a Frida?
No, I'm not.
You're live on Radio 1 at the moment. We're a radio station in the UK.
Okay.
But you haven't seen a Frida?
No, I haven't seen a Frida.
Do you know anyone called Frida?
No, matter of fact, I don't.
No, I didn't think you would. All right, cheers, mate.
Bye-bye.
See? It is a cliche.
He promised me.
I think you've been lied to.
He promised me. I'm not making this up. It was an actual Swedish guy.
That random Swede didn't even...
Okay.
Has never heard of a fruit.
I'll try one more. Wait right there.
Calling Sweden.
Again.
Will soon be connected to a random Swede.
This whole thing is utterly ridiculous.
This call may be recorded.
I mean, it's probably not one of my finest bits of radio, but he promised me that it was true.
Right. Last one.
Come on, Sweden.
Hello.
Hello, Frida.
Hey.
How are you?
What?
I'm very good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Whereabouts are you? In Sweden?
Yes, I'm from Sweden.
Yes. Whereabouts?
About in Stockholm.
Oh, yes. So how are you, Frida? Yeah. All right?
Yeah, definitely. You sound British.
Yes. Well, I'm from a radio station called BBC Radio 1 in the UK.
Okay.
Please don't swear.
I don't.
I know you don't. You're Swedish.
Plans for the weekend, Frida?
I'm going to do a very important test, actually.
A test, Frida? What's that?
Yeah. A test for universities.
Oh, wow. Oh, good luck with that.
A test for what?
Thanks.
Universities.
Oh, cool.
And then probably a sauna, I imagine, Frida.
A sauna?
Mm.
That's Finland.
Oh. Oh, she's gone.
Oh, was my word.
Was that offensive?
She's definitely gone. You found a Frida.
Oh, yeah?
I think.
I told you. Well, she was responding to Frida, was she not, every time? Yes, she was.
I can't believe you got that in three.
You don't want to mess up the Swedes and the Finlands, do you?
I take back what I
when
said.
When you're talking about whether we're going to have a sauna or not on the weekend.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Just a few comments from you. Josh says, how much of a laugh are they in Sweden? Imagine the reaction if they did that in the UK. They are. They're brilliant.
Few people are pointing this out, and I have to agree. I think you called her Frida. She never actually said her name was Frida. I think you almost pressured her to be a Frida. A few people say invalid claim.
No, it's
probably
not.
Probably not called Frida. You
she
forced
was.
Her to say Frida.
Every time I said Frida, she reacted, including the beginning of the call where I went, Frida, and she went, yes.
She never said it was her name.
Well, I'm saying that it's definitely one.
You've been lied to.
My friend said that it's true. You're never more than 10 metres away from one. And I'm taking that. Someone says, I like this number thing where you just call a random Swedish person, but what's the point of it? I don't know.
Good point.
I don't know. It's a really good point. And I would also like to apologise to any Swedes listening. I could have sworn it was you that goes to saunas and not Finland.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Matthew.
Hello, chaps. Nice to see you sober.
Nice to see you sober. Where are you?
Belfast, Northern Ireland.
Okay, and you're ready to play Real or No Real?
I am indeed, yes.
Do you listen every day and think, I could smash that?
Literally every day. I'm a podcast man myself, but every day.
I like that. I'm a podcast man.
Plans for the weekend then, Matthew?
So we're going out tonight, but other than that, nothing planned yet. Probably just slightly hungover the day after.
Where are you going out?
Just in Belfast.
Where are you off to the limelight tonight then?
Yep, that's it. Know yourself, Scott?
Yeah, I've been actually. Good in there.
Any other travel tips for Belfast, Scott?
Or? Well, you don't need them. You live there.
Oh, yeah, fair point.
Yeah, it's more if you're travelling to another town, then just give Scott a call.
And will you be drinking beforehand in, well, probably Filthy McNasty's, right?
Yeah, that's it. That's where I'll be going first.
Yes. Perfect Friday. All right, let's play Real or No Real.
Awesome.
A stuffed dog has gone missing in space.
Well, yeah, that sounds relatively believable. I actually... I think that has Tim Peake all over it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sounds like Tim Peake jokes, doesn't it? Yeah, Tim Peake's got annoyed and thrown his toys out of the space station.
Tim Peake's pants?
First the gorilla, then the tuxedo shirt, and now the stuffed dogs.
Do you think he's bored?
Yes.
Oh, very much so, yeah.
Yeah.
Massively.
I mean, yeah, but it's pretty cool what he's doing. But do you think now the novelty's worn off? You're
yeah.
Like, okay, I'm bored.
It's even like, even when you go on holiday, it can be the most amazing place.
Mm.
But after a while, you will want to go back home, even if it's a bit rainy back home.
He just wants to come home and watch Emmerdale, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been up the all the banter with the gorilla suit and the tuxedo shirt. Tell me this. Hmm? Do you reckon if he gets bored again and they need something else, you would go up there and chase him around in the crab?
In the crab outfit?
Yeah.
Yeah? I mean, if someone wants to send me there, I would do that in a heartbeat. Has a stuffed dog gone missing in space, real or no real?
I'm going to go with Reels. That has Tim Peake all over it.
Yeah, I have to agree. He's probably taken this stuffed dog to walk on the moon or something and lost it in the process. So I think this is real.
That one is real.
Cool.
A frantic appeal has been launched in Lancashire to track down a stuffed dog, Sam, that was last seen flying 25 kilometres above the Earth after losing his helium balloon vessel.
I'm sorry. So the people of Lancashire have issued a sort of missing stuffed dog. But to who? Outer space?
Like, I don't know.
Who are they expecting to reply?
I don't know where they put it in. Maybe they've put it like on lampposts in space.
So right now, circling the Earth is a stuffed dog on a balloon.
Yes.
That's so cool.
And next.
A man has married an 8-foot cardboard cutout of Beyoncé.
The thing is, you're never going to actually marry the real Beyoncé, no. So this is going to be like the closest you get.
That's the thing. On paper, literally, it seems like a good idea, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Because you're not going to actually get Beyoncé, so, you know, for intents and purposes...
Next best thing, right?
This is the next best thing.
Yeah.
I once had a cardboard cutout of Gordon Brown as a prank, but it stayed in our shooting house for like 2 years. And then we didn't really know what to do with it after that, so we got rid. And I think it was quite fun for the bin man the next day to take that out.
I do love a cardboard cutout myself. Can I ask you, why did you have a cardboard cutout of former Prime Minister Gordon Brown in your halls of residence?
We were like sort of politics nerds and thought it would be funny, but it got tiring really quickly.
Okay.
Gordon Brown.
What did you do with fake Gordon Brown?
He stood in the kitchen and sort of greeted people, if you will, as they came in.
This is well strange, because we had someone on the phone recently, I don't know if you remember, Scott, who had a cardboard cutout of Gordon Brown on their Tinder profile picture. Why is this a thing?
That wasn't you, was it?
No, it wasn't, no.
Well, there must be loads of these cardboard cutouts of former Prime Minister Gordon Brown. Why is this a thing? Where are people getting them from?
There is a website that you can buy them from, and I'm not sure if they still do it now, but there was all the former politicians, Tony Blair was on, there was some Secretary of States as well, it was quite niche.
So if I wanted one of Cameron or Corbyn, you reckon I could get them quite easily on the website?
Yeah, there's probably somewhere I'll do that for you.
How come you're even allowed to marry a cardboard cutout?
Mm.
If I was you, I'd say no real, but it's your choice. However... Was it Tracy Emin recently did... she did marry a rock from her garden, so that is... It's possible.
There you go. I guess it is on, then. I'm going to stick with no real.
Chris?
Yeah, but the thing is with the rock is... it's just a rock, right? The cardboard cutout of Beyoncé is still a tiny bit Beyoncé. I mean, how would you like it if someone got married to a life-size picture of you without your permission?
I would run away from
you. Do you know what I mean? Is that allowed?
She won't have given permission for this.
I know, funnily enough. I'd work that out. But what I mean is, surely he's not allowed to get married to something with the image of someone else. So I think this is no real.
That one is no real.
But there is a Beyoncé cutout which was actually blown over a railway line in London and has since become a Twitter sensation. Just to the left of the tracks.
I see what you've done there.
All the signal ladies. All the signal ladies.
That's terrible.
I just got them off Twitter, to be fair. Just looked up the Beyoncé cutout there. So I can't take credit for any of those jokes, not that I'd want to. And finally...
Oscar-winning actress Jennifer Lawrence once had such a good time at an Adele gig, Emma Stone had to rub her back while she was being sick at the end of the night.
Wow.
All the celebrities in the same place at the same time. Do you reckon they, like, go together?
Yeah, probably.
Have you had to hold people's hair back before, Scott?
Yes.
Yeah, in fact, I know that for a fact.
I can't say who.
Yeah.
Someone equally as famous as Jennifer Lawrence, or...?
No, not quite. But they wouldn't want me to say it on the radio.
Fair enough.
Oh. It's a low point, isn't it, when you have someone to have your hair held back?
Imagine if you walked in and that happening, and like Emma Stone and Jennifer Lawrence are there, and you're just like, oh, cool. I'm here.
The one that I know about, it was a girl, and she had her hair held back by another girl. But looking on at the time was David Schwimmer off of Friends.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so
cool. He was doing the hair holding?
No, no, he was just looking at the two girls.
Well, why was he in the ladies' loose?
Because it was, I don't know. It was a house party. House party.
Right.
He just happened to be walking by. They hadn't closed the door.
Alive at a house party with David Trimmer.
I know, lol.
That's so cool, Scott. Emma Stone on a night out would be wicked.
Yeah, love her. And Jennifer Lawrence, two massive celebrities who would be brilliant to go down the pub with.
I prefer Emma Stone, I think.
No, Jennifer Lawrence is brilliant.
If you had to choose...
I don't know. I think J-Law would be more sarcastic and kind of a bit more kind of sassy, which I think I would like. But is this real?
Yeah, I can definitely see that happening. I think that one's real.
I just really want this to be real, so I'm going to say real.
That one is no real.
Oh, yes.
Now, J-Law does freely admit that she is quite a party girl, but please don't overdo that on a night out. No one wants their hair held back or red back rubbed. It's just a low point.
Also, as the friend doing the rubbing, it's not an ideal way to be spending your evening, is it?
It's not, but it's a good sign of friendship, I think. At the end of that round of real or no real?
I got 30. Matthew, unlucky, mate. You only got 20.
Oh.
Good to speak to you, Matthew.
Yeah, you too, lads.
Love you, bye.
Cheers, love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Those are your Friday best bits. We're back Monday at 1 on BBC Radio 1. Have a good weekend.